So I want to start off talking about horror movies. Give me some tape to watch.
Oh man, I mean, I'm sure you've seen Terrifier 2, right?
No.
Oh, Terrifier 2 is my so.
I'm kind of afraid to see it.
You should be. You should be. Otis introduced me to
terrified.
It. Otis introduced me to it last year on the road. We were at a live event, so I just downloaded it. I was like, I'll watch this. Check this out. Now, I made the mistake of watching it with other people around in public. Don't ever do that, because I felt disgusting while I was doing that. I watched the rest of the movie like this so no one else could see. Don't watch it on a plane, but do watch it. It got immediately elevated to one of my favorite of all time. So Art the Clown is the guy in that, and it's something, man. It's something.
Anything a little more friendly to the public?
A little more friendly.
We're kind of toeing the line with horror, but...
Yeah. I mean, well, if you're an Exorcist fan, I don't know if you watched the original, but the new one that came out this fall, I also went and saw with Otis and my mom. That was kind of our tradition. But that was good, and it was not quite... Not as gory, not as graphic as Terrifier 2. So check that one out. I liked it. I enjoyed the story. But there's a lot of good horror out there right now, man. We're in a good time period.
We're on the road to WrestleMania, Royal Rumble. It's the official start.
Yeah.
How does Alpha Academy, how do you ensure Alpha Academy is part of WrestleMania? What do you have to do to get ready, whether it's be consistent? What do you have to do to get a spot in Philadelphia?
Yeah, consistency, you touched on that, I think is important. And I've almost made it a point and a mission for me, not only for myself, but the group, to do that. Stay on TV, stay entertaining, and, you know, provide whatever they're asking for us, but not just do it, but over-deliver every time. And I think when you do that, you can't get ignored. It's hard to be ignored. And I think we do that. Like, I know we do. Like, no matter what it is, if we get 30 seconds of time on TV in a backstage segment to just talk about something at random, we make it the best we possibly can, and we make it something people remember. And, you know, the powers that be noticed that, and, you know, it paid off last year in a sense that whether it was just all the, you know, entertainment skits, all the matches, everything we did all year long, and we thought we were going to be left off WrestleMania, and last minute, Otis and I got this chance at that showcase match, and what I would call one of the best matches of the entire weekend. And so my whole thing is, like, if there's not always something, like, immediately present that you're involved in, like, you can't just, like, let that frustrate you and you know, complain and moan like we've seen people do. You have to just keep pressing forward, stay consistent, and deliver. And magic happens, man. We've proved it.
Would that be your favorite WrestleMania moment? Do you have one?
I think if I had to pick a favorite moment, it would be the suplex on Braun Strowman, because that was like my specific moment that I've had so far. But as far as just like generally, I think being in the ring with Randy in our first WrestleMania match that was on the show a couple years ago would be a standout moment, just because of the nature of his career and where he was at the time. We were really having a great program with him, and you know, anytime you can be in the ring with him is special, but to do it at WrestleMania is something else. So that's probably my standout.